This is number, the last, right, page 5. A glass of tea, the late, I met the Baba Vohra, I didn't meet him. I saw them. Our first Shabbos, our first year we were married, we spent Simchas Torah in Brooklyn at my wife's cousin's, and we went to the Baba Vohra Beis Medrash for the Hakafas. There's a tzaddik, the Baba Vohra was a big tzaddik. Rav Shlomo Halberstam and his Chassidim Borough Park would celebrate Shushan Purim with the same joy and enthusiasm as the Purim itself. And this is after Shacharis, the Rebbe would abandon his regular schedule and pay visits to his married children and relatives, his avodah Gabbai Rav Shmuel, and a group of very close Chassidim, all dressed in their Shabbos finery, would always accompany the Rebbe in his annual visits. People in the street would turn and stare at the impressive entourage, followed by the regal figure of the Rebbe. How proud the Rebbe's Daladamas. How proud each Rebbe, each chassid was to have been chosen to come along. He listened closely to each word he uttered, and followed every movement he made, gleaning lessons in godless hamidos, true refinement of character. As Rebbe turned and he shouted, good yomtiv, he would call out and enjoy his face aglow with happiness. He remembered their joys and their sorrows. The chassidim would follow and stand patiently crowded around the host's dining room table. Good yomtiv, a good Purim, the Rebbe would motion everyone in the room to sit down. He would begin slicing the cake that had been put on the table and filling little glasses of shaf. This is like Shirayim. Each chassid would listen to his name and would then rush to take his portion from the Rebbe's hand. When everyone had received his share, the Rebbe would call L'chaim, drink a drop of the schnapps from his own little glass and taste a sliver of the cake. Why? A portion so small it never warranted a bracha achrona. Then amidst much singing and dancing, the Rebbe and his chassidim continued with their fulfillment of the mitzvah of simchas purim. They had begun the day before. On the way out, moving one house to another, uplifted in their joy, etc. The Rebbe's usual visits were over, but he made no much motion of returning home. Just when we're busy, he told his Gabbai quietly, this time he came to visit Rav Zisha. Rav Zisha, the name was passed from one class to the next in a hushed whisper. Rav Zisha was Rosh Shiva in the Baba Vohra Masifta. He gave shir. After World War II, when the Bav Rebbe returned to his hometown of Vobov, he was sometimes like they're not from that city because they moved. Okay, it's a long story. Let's notice that. He was hoping to find remnants of the city that had been thriving center of Torah and Chassidus for the war. Instead of greeting others like him, he found 13 lonely, malnourished shadows of children, orphans who had somehow survived 6 years of brutal treatment under the beastly Nazi regime. He found himself a broken man, having lost his wife and children, his holy fathers, many spiritual giants of his family, adopting them all. The Chassidus Rebbe's in America, who came back in the 40s and 50s, the Bava Rebbe, the Kleisenberger Rebbe, they were wiped out. Their whole families, and they rebuilt us the Amunah. You have to read their stories. You have to read their stories. Anyway, upon arriving in America, the Rebbe was determined to build his own Chassidic yeshiva, something unheard of in his those days. Weeks and months passed. The only students that Rebbe could boast were the 13 orphans. Sophisticated American boys weren't graduated in learning in a European-style yeshiva, staff of Holocaust survivors. That was until 16-year-old Zisha, the son of a Baruch Chassid whose family had emigrated to America when he was still a child, enrolled in the federal yeshiva. Zisha, who had left Torah V'das, that was the competition, and established yeshiva in Williamsburg, was the first of many. Soon after, many of the old friends joined him, and slowly other American teenagers began to come as well. The Bav Rebbe would eat his meals together with his students and would patiently and lovingly listen to all their problems. Wow. The same thing by the Leibowitz, Zatzal, the Rosh Yeshiva of Chafetz Chaim. He would eat with the boys, and he would live with them. It's a long story. Now in Shushan Purim, the Rebbe was on his way to visit Rav Zisha, his first American student in the yeshiva of long ago, and the present was yeshiva in the thriving yeshiva that's since become. Although married 9 years, he still hadn't been blessed with children. Again, the chassidim sat around their host, dining room table. The Rebbe sliced the cake and called Rav Shmuel. Rav Shmuel, the Rebbe's avodah Gabbai, and had only one grown child, and yearned for more. As Rav Shmuel took the slice of cake from the Rebbe's hand, the Rebbe whispered into his ear, he'd like a glass of tea. Although the request seemed strange, as Rebbe never tasted more than a bite of anything in the homes he visited, Rav Shmuel went to the kitchen, filled Rebbe's request. He returned to the dining room, placed the glass of tea on the table, and sat down. The Rebbe continued calling out names until each chassid had his portion of cake. Then he picked up another piece of cake and called Rav Shmuel, thinking that the Rebbe had made a mistake. That was a mistake. The chassidim corrected him. Rav Shmuel, but I can't speak Yiddish. Rav Shmuel already had got his portion. The Rebbe simply replied, he needs more. To everyone's surprise, the Rebbe then sat down, lifted up the glass of tea which had become cold, meaning so he could drink the whole thing at once, made the blessing, and drank more than half its contents. Now he would be obligated to recite the brachas of Rei Nefashos. He glanced at Reb Zisha and then at Reb Shmuel, And in a voice full of strength and joy, he proclaimed in the bracha, Baruch Atah, and he said, Barei Nefashos, he creates many souls. Right? Hashem, you create everything. So we mentioned when Hashem creates everything he's given us, all the food he's given us, that Hashem creates Nefashos too. These three words reverberated through the room like thunder, Barei Nefashos Rabbos. Rebbe was in another world. His face was a ball of fire. His eyes were clenched tightly. His voice was that of a devoted servant pleading with his master. All eyes in the room were riveted to the Rebbe as he held the almost empty glass of tea and slowly enunciated the words of the bracha, suddenly as though prearranged. Each chassid instinctively looked away or closed his eyes tightly so as not to see what was taking place. It was as though each one understood that as much as he longed to witness the scene of the tzaddik begging and pleading with his creator, he understood that this was Rebbe's private prayer. It was inappropriate for him to observe it. It was obvious that the Rebbe wanted them to listen. He needed their amen. As the Rebbe completed the bracha, the room resounded with the roaring amens, full of feeling. The following year, a baby boy was born to Rebbe's Gabbai, Reb Shmuel, and a baby girl was born to Reb Zizha, the Rosh Yeshiva, after 10 years of marriage. Wow. She became the eldest of a large family. 20 years later, Reb Shmuel and Reb Zizha shook hands and drank l'chaim, this time at the engagement of the son and daughter, and at the wedding, the Rebbe of Rebbe officiated as the Masadah Kedusha. Brain of Fushas Rabbas. What a story. Okay. Now, guys, we should take amens seriously, and we should take our brachas, this amazing book. You should read this book. You'll start saying brachas out loud. People will answer amen. There are stories here at the end about the first brachas party was a rav in B'nai Brak, and a girl was watching, and she did one in her school, and they thought of an idea. It's an interesting idea. Like Bereman and Mizonos, you can use the like have in mind for Parnassa, Mizonos. And like Grapia Eitz is for children, more fruits. And then Grapia Gofen, you can use for a Shidduch. That's what it says, because the famous pasuk of Imbe Agefen, the vines link up together. It's an interesting idea. That's what they write here at the end of the book here. So, getting back to the original point of, I think that we had a special thing this year, and we have, and continue. And it's gonna. And like I said, this is like a, it's like a planting a seed, and you all should continue. It's a good idea. Plant the idea somewhere. You guys have teachers. I'm telling you, this is a good thing for high schools. You know, I think it works for girls, for boys, and it can add a kick to a class. And you never know. See, you never know when that little kick is gonna push someone in a different direction. You really never know, because. You know, like, you know, what is that? Oh, this got this person into learning. Into how? What? You never know. And getting the amen parties going. And it's a wonderful thing. And Mitzvah et al. Should really, really continue. Okay. Amen.